He deserves it. He's done a nice job since you stepped in. But I think when a quarterback gets an honor like that, that you also have to look at the players around him. So the 10 other guys on the field every down with him, they deserve a lot of credit for him also, you know, for his success.
Do you think he has a chance to make it?
Coaches
and players.
I guess if he's third in the fans, and you know, depending on how everyone else votes, yeah, he's got a chance.
How much is Tim adapting to the guys around him, and almost how much is the guys around him adapting to Tim?
Well, I think it's a combination of everyone playing together as one, you know, as a unit offensively, and they've all bought into what we're doing since he's, you know, jumped in there and started playing the game, starting for us. That everyone's bought into the system that we've put in place and what we've built from week to week, and I think the guys have done a nice job of executing what we asked them to do. We've got a long ways to go still.
Is it important for him to spread the ball around to more receivers? It seems like over the last couple weeks, it's really been Demaryius has gotten the majority of the targets.
Well, I think as long as he's going where he's supposed to go with the ball and the progression take, and he's in the right spot in the progression, I really don't care where he goes, you know, or who it's to, I should say. Obviously, I want him to go in the right way in the progression, but that's the number one thing. We have certain plays designed for players, obviously, for every player we have. We've got a lot of talented receivers. You'd love to get the ball to guys more often, but there's only one ball. So we're going to do whatever it takes to win, and certain times defense will play certain coverages or might change something. So, you know, instead of going to Eric Decker or Eddie as number one in the progression, he might be going to DT.
Some of those holes early in the game look like anyone could have run through. How impressed have you been with the progress of the O-line, especially in run blocking?
They've done a great job. And, we've said this a number of times this year. Ever since the Oakland opener, you know, they've gotten better every week. And that's just something I think that was going to take time coming together with the limited practices we had going into the season. Like everybody else in this league, you know, we were going to grow and keep going. You know, we drafted Orlando early on, and he got, you know, thrown in the mix as a starter the first week. And it was just one of those things. That's going to take time. You know, the run game always takes time when you get going early in the season because it's the number of reps you have to take live. And it's something that we've done a nice job of getting better at each week.
Is the key to that just having the same five guys all season? You've had that luxury.
Yeah, it helps. It helps a lot, and it also helps when you got the same guys in the backfield that are getting more and more reps at it. And, you know, as you can see, some of the things we've done with Tim back there, it's gotten better every week because it's just more reps we've taken.
He's obviously closing in on 1,000 yards. What's impressed you about him?
Well, just the way, since he's exactly what Eric told us he was going to be when he got here. That's the best thing about it, and that's why Eric pushed so hard to get him when we knew that he was going to be free. Eric, you know, he's been the perfect fit for us. He's been the guy to pound it out for us, and he's exactly what you're looking for.
What have you seen out of Demaryius on tape when you're watching? Marcel.
Yeah. I didn't know if you were saying Demaryius. He's done a great. You know, we loved him coming out. You know, as when you watch all the college film, as an evaluator, you know, when it comes up to the draft, you see a player like that. He's a special talent, and he's one of those guys. And you see on film, you can't miss him because he plays extremely hard every down. He was well coached in college. You know, they did a great job with him there, and he's just going to get better and better every week, I think.
How's he been able to? I mean, he has 5.5 sacks for an interior guy, that, especially an interior rookie, it seems like a pretty high number. How's he been able to get
size, strength, and speed? He's got it all. He's got exactly what you want for a guy inside, and that's why.
It'll be a big challenge for.
Without a doubt, it's going to be a challenge for the guys inside, and we got a plan for that, and they've got to do a great job and have their best game against them.
Is there any rational explanation for you're having scored only about half as many points in the second quarter as you scored in the first and third, a quarter as many as you scored in the fourth this year? Well, it seems like a dramatic dip. Is there any kind of rational explanation for it?
Execution, I would have to think it comes down to that. Where it's not like we're changing a lot of things, what we're doing between the first, second quarter, and third. I mean, we make adjustments, obviously, at halftime or during the game, but I just think it comes down to execution, like last week. We've got 17 quick points, and next thing you know, we have 2 turnovers. And so we stopped ourselves, really. And then we had the 1 2-minute drive at the end of the half that we went 3 and out on that we could have done a better job with. But it really comes down to, and I know this is coach talk, but it comes down to execution. And the players have got to do whatever they got to do. And we got to, as coaches, also got to help them and maybe call a few things differently. But it's just all part of the game.
How concerned are you with the spate of fumbles, the 5 for the offense in the last 3 games and 3 for Tim?
Well, it's definitely something you have to eliminate. You know, especially last week against a team like the New England Patriots that are such a good situational football team, and when they have an offense like that, they're going to expose you. And that's what happened. You know, you turn the ball over 2 series in a row like that, you give them 10 points, and then, you know, we had the turnover on the punt return. That's 13 points. And a good team like that, you can't do that. But then the other side of it, we have to learn as an offense also, when our defense creates turnovers, we got to do the same thing. So, but it's definitely something we've addressed as a staff, and we got to, you know, stop that in a hurry.
Is it fundamental, like putting 2 hands on the ball, that kind of thing, or?
Yeah, you could say that, but there's, I mean, it's without a doubt. They got to secure the football, but that's all part of the game. You know, every play you're going to look at, you know, the guy's carrying the ball the exact same way, and now all of a sudden he gets hit from behind. So it's a different scenario for every, you know, for every fumble, I'd say. Hopefully we don't have any more.
Coach, how satisfying was it to see those 80 and 82-yard drives early on in the game, and what do you think kind of made them happen? I mean, the way you're running the ball, or is it just that?
Well, I think it's a combination, you know, of both running the football. You know, Tim did a nice job throwing it, made some really nice throws in there. And it comes down to guys doing their job on every play and execute. We've done a great job, and we've sustained drives all year long. Now, it may not be as consistent as it was early on last week, but we've put those drives together. And, you know, we've had the 14, 15 play drives a number of times this year. And I think it's just guys really going out there, believing in what we're doing and doing their job the right way and executing the system.
It was there did seem like more big man throws from Tim this game. The tight window, the intermediates, you know, not just the chucker deep and the short. I mean, those where the quarterbacks make their money, that 15 to 20 yard, would you say that he showed real progress this last game and has been?
He's done a nice job. And like we've said from, you know, the first week he was out there, that there was going to be some growing pains with him. And I think that he's gotten better every week. Adam Gase has done a phenomenal job with him. I mean, they're out here before every practice, after practice, just working. And that's all Tim wants to do. And, you know, Tim's big thing is just get better every game, every day at practice, do whatever he can. And I think he took a big step forward last week. He sat in the pocket, made some great throws through the one throw to Demarius on our sideline there after, you know, going through his progression and coming late to Demarius. Great throw. And that's what you're going to see from Tim. Every week he's gotten better. And that's all we can ask for him.